Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Mr. Humble. At your service. Mr. Wonderful, at your service. It's 34 after, did I say that? Well, I'll say it again. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks for being part of our day. We're having a great time here today, and hope you are too. Thanks for being part of our day. If you just tuned in, we're glad you're here. If you've been listening already, we especially thank you for that business. Doug Barry is our guest. He's Director of Marketing and Communication at the U.S. Commercial Services, which is a division of the U.S. Department of Commerce, an outstanding organization, and one that small business owners should know more about. That's one of the reasons why Doug does such a great job helping small business owners know about those things, and I like introducing you to him. I like having Doug on the show because the things that he talks about, the things that he and his organization do, the things that they do are possibly could be very important to the future of your small business. Doug Barry, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's always good to be here.
It's good to have you back. You know, Doug, one of my favorite stories to tell is about a client that I had years ago when I was in a consulting business, when I was a full-time consultant to small business. And this company did about, it's a little company. They had like 40 employees. And they did on average around $13 to $15 million a year. They were a distributor. And when I started helping them, started working with them, I found out that this little seemingly sleepy little company, that, you know, if you drove by it, you wouldn't think anything about it. You'd think, you know, they were, you know, barely hanging on, you know, just a little metal building, not very impressive facilities or name or anything like that. Looked like a little local yokel mom and pop type of company. They were doing $13 to $15 million a year, and about 40% of that was international. And back in the 80s, the owner of the company had just sort of started, you know, one little transaction at a time, had just been working, you know, and he built it up to where, you know, by the time I started working with him in the early 90s, late in the 80s, early 90s, he was doing $4 or $5 million a year in international business.
Wow.
He was fairly conversant in the world of XM Bank and et cetera, et cetera. And for the most part had never traveled to the countries where any of his customers were.
Interesting.
And then I remember, and the reason I'm bringing this up is because I remember a time when the local economy became kind of rough for him.
Mm-hmm.
And his international business saved his business.
Yes.
His international volume saved his business for a couple of years. He was without that international component of his business, he would have gone out of business.
Right. You've heard those stories, Jim. They sort of typify the kind of client that we deal with all the time, that goes from zero international sales to, as your example did, 14%, and we now have clients that are small businesses, mom and pop operations, that are now doing 80% of their business through international sales.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. It's certainly one of the advantages of doing this is that not only is it a profitable business, probably generating more revenue per sale than it would in the United States, but it does smooth out those business cycles that are all too common for companies in this country.
That's one of the biggest things. One of the biggest things that I think is important for America's small businesses, or any small business, but especially in America. And you know, Doug, at this moment in time, it may be the best time ever to do this because the U.S. economy is slowing just a little bit, and the world economy is emerging, isn't it?
Well, it is, and it's emerging so quickly and such a high rate. I think, according to our economists here at the Department of Commerce, by the end of this year, we'll see a 23% growth in the value of exports over 2006. So we're talking now about almost $2 trillion. That's trillion.
Wow.
And think of the number of jobs that money generates, and think of the profits that are coming into small businesses and the new businesses getting into exporting. That's a revenue stream that I'd like to dip a toe into.
Absolutely, no question about it. When we come back, we're going to get one of the things we're going to do is get Doug to explain to us a little step by step how you too can be part of this international trade environment. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Lonely teardrops. Come home, come home.
Who are you?
Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And that's where you can find a way to podcast the Small Business Advocate Show. How about that? You can podcast it. Burn it onto a CD. Put it onto a thumb drive. Load it into your iTunes. We have one button that automatically loads it right into your iTunes. Just click the button and zip. It's right in your iTunes planner, your media planner there. So check that out, and you can load it. If you use other media managers besides iTunes, we got a link for that too. So check that out. Thousands of archives, articles, thousands of those, hundreds of Brain Trust members. You can subscribe to my free newsletter and check out our blog, which you can also subscribe to, and our knowledge base. Please check that out at askjim.biz. And that's .biz, and that's where you can go to get small business answers now. And no barrier to entry. Any of our sites have no barriers. Just if you can get there, we'll let you come on in and hang out with us. Doug Barry is our guest. He is the Director of Marketing and Communication at the U.S. Commercial Services Division of the Department of Commerce, and we're talking about exporting. And Doug, you've got some...
You know, I loved your choice of music going into the break, that great rock classic, Lonely Teardrops.
Oh, yeah.
And it reminded me what your viewers, your listeners may be singing if they're capable of generating international sales but aren't.
Oh, my God.
Can we do a duet?
You're a king of segue there, Doug. Good job there. But, you know, you do have some new numbers for us, don't you?
Yes, and one of those numbers, of course, was the very healthy growth in exports for 2006 and 2007, largely because, as you mentioned, the hot global economy, and of course the U.S. dollar is extremely competitive now in Europe. It has a 36% advantage over
what it
did just a few years ago. And, of course, I think the other big reason is that it's easier than ever for a small and medium-sized company to generate international sales. We, of course, can help. So can you, and you are. And then we have these great corporate partners, eBay, PayPal, Google, FedEx, UPS. All of them are creating solutions to help small and medium-sized companies be successful in their international business.
But if they need the help of like Ex-Im Bank or some organization like that, you guys can help them with that, can't you?
We can, and more than likely, within a fairly short distance of where most of your listeners are sitting today, we have a representative of the U.S. Commercial Service. These are experts in the international trade process. They sit in export assistance centers in 108 towns and cities across the country. And they're waiting now to help, not really waiting, because they're very busy with all this almost $2 trillion in exports. You can imagine that the phones are ringing, but we want to help new companies, and we have the capacity to do so. And we just want you to call our 1-800 number, 1-800-USA-TRADE, or go to export.gov and find the office nearest to you. Give them a call.
if I, you know, a lot of times people think of a government website. They, you know, it looks, they think of something that's very, you know, bureaucratic looking and all that sort of thing. But folks, this export.gov site is really good. And I was just I'm actually on there on that right now, Doug. And I was wondering about a list where I could find a list of the locations of the commercial services offices.
Yes, it's on the left-hand side, left-hand navigation towards the bottom, and it'll say pretty clearly.
Find a local U.S. office.
Yep, that's it.
Find a local or find an overseas office.
Yes.
If you wanted to, if you knew where you were going to do business.
That's right.
If you knew somebody you were going to do business with.
And you wanted to know if the widget that you make has a market in Ireland or in Portugal or somewhere in South America, you can go to the office in those locations and you can ask that question and you'll get an answer.
So, folks, if you go to that link, it'll literally show you the city and the state and you know how to get to those, how to contact those people. And so I certainly encourage you to check that out. Doug, what are some other things that we need to know about exporting?
Well, I think the other important piece of it is that a lot of people have misconceptions about the complexity of the process itself, or whether the capacity of the small company is up to the task of doing international business. And the answer to that is that anybody with a computer terminal, a fax machine, and a product or a service. And remember, the U.S. economy generates the most value from its services and sales abroad than any other country. Last year, we're talking about a $400 billion business in legal services, advertising, consulting of all kinds. So you don't have to be a manufacturer to get into the international business area. And so it really isn't complicated, especially when you have the U.S. Commercial Service, U.S. Export-Import Bank, all of the other government entities, including state offices of international business, practically every state in the country.
That's another thing, you know, Doug. When we come back, let's talk about that, because every governor in the state of Alabama and Tennessee and Georgia and California and Maine and wherever you may be, every governor is looking for opportunities to export products and services from their state. It doesn't matter where they are. There's an office, someone in those offices who will help you. And we'll talk about those things when we come back after these messages. It's 10 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We're back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And we're visiting with our good friend Doug Berry, Director of Marketing Communication with the U.S. Commercial Services Division of the Department of Commerce. And that's export.gov. Ladies and gentlemen, really encourage you to go there and check that out. Click on the left side, left column at the bottom, there's a place there that says find a U.S. office or find a foreign office. You can go there and you can find the city in your state, maybe more than one city in your state that's nearest you, where you can go and call these people. You can drop by. You can send them an email. You can ask them a question. You can say, hey, how about this, Doug? How about if we call, let's say we called them up and let me see. Here we go. I just, let me see. Boston. I'm looking for Boston. Okay. We have a brand new station in the Boston area and a brand new affiliate. And so, folks, if you go to this link, you go to Boston, you're going to find out that they're you're going to find out all about where these people are. You can find out that they are in the JFK Federal Building, Suite 1826A in Boston, Massachusetts. And here's their phone number. So, you know, lots of good stuff there. Doug, we were talking about the governors. If you're in Virginia or Maryland, call up the economic office of the governors administration and ask them about who could help you. Isn't that wouldn't that be a good thing to do?
Yes, it would be a good thing, because these days, Jim, as you know, many states have their own international strategies for helping their businesses enter the global market. And the governors increasingly are leading this effort by often participating in trade missions. They'll go to four or five European cities or cities in Latin America, wherever there seems to be opportunities for the goods and services of a particular state. And, of course, going with the governor opens up all kinds of doors in these places. And in 99% of the cases, the U.S. Commercial Service is helping the governor's offices set up appointments, find the right matches for the companies from that state. So it's a real team effort. And you certainly can call our colleagues at the state offices of international trade, or you can call us, and we'll make sure you know what's going on in your state at the state governor level so that you can participate if appropriate.
Right, absolutely. And by the way, folks, that brand new station in the Boston area is WBNW. You know, if you just read the newspaper in your hometown, you any given month, if not week, you hear about what the state, someone in the state is doing to help promote trade with other countries. Every other month or so, you hear about the governor making a trip, a trade trip, a trip to go to China or to Italy or wherever, to South Vietnam, where the governor has gone to try to make connections between those countries and his state or her state.
That's right. And a lot of course, you have to, you know, pay your airfare and some participation fee to get over there, but it's intentionally kept affordable so that more people can participate in it. And, of course, you don't have to go. You can utilize the offices that many states have abroad. You mentioned Boston. Massachusetts, for example, has a whole network of offices in Europe and in other areas of the world to help Massachusetts companies open doors and find buyers.
Well, and are they, one thing I know we mentioned in the past that I really like this idea, Doug, can we still do the video conferencing thing?
Yes, sure
from the commercial service offices?
Yes, we can. We bring the buyers of your listeners' products to a central place in, say, Rome, for example, and they can view the listener who has a product that they'd like to sell outside the United States, and they can have a televised conference where the product is displayed and a discussion takes place about its benefits, and the negotiations can occur right there in the office, and the deal then can be sealed later. And the good part about it is we provide the connection. We bring the buyers into the office in Rome. We provide you all of the background that you need in order to help understand what they need.
And with the video conferencing, folks, you can see each other face-to-face, and you can even demonstrate a product, can't you?
That's right. Yes, you can.
It's pretty cool. Hey, Doug, we got to wrap it up. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. Thank you for being here. Good job on all the things you do for small business, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim. Look forward to it.
That's export.gov, but Doug Berry's outstanding website. Well, actually, it's the Department of Commerce's website, but Doug kind of hangs out there. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.